So all I did was actually I reverted a little bit more back to the traditional method while using hypnotic language patterns. And Connie's going to be a little fried, and she's going to be thinking about a lot when she goes home, and that's okay. So all we're doing is frying with hypnotic language patterns, and we're kind of rewiring inside because people have certain things connected to certain things. And the language pattern that I use most often there that you can think about tonight, because we're going to, we won't actually do the exercise tonight, but we will do an exercise on this tomorrow. The language pattern is anything less than no blank isn't blank, isn't it? And notice my tonality. When I use that language pattern, I go down in the tonality, right? Anything less than blank, isn't it? So what I'll tend to do is I'll tend to, just in terms of my thinking, oh, here's another one you heard me a lot use a lot. It's not just about blank, isn't it? I was chunking up quite a bit. So I'm going to separate the intention from the behavior, and what I'm going to look to do is swap the intention of the problem behavior with the opposite of the problem behavior. So I'm going to look to swap the intention of the problem behavior to the opposite of the problem behavior. The intention of the problem behavior to the opposite the problem behavior. And sometimes it's going to take a little bit more sorting out parts than other times. But I'm okay with that, because right now I'm still just shaking up the client's model of the world, or they may find that the problem disappears. But I'm looking to swap the intention of the problem behavior with the opposite of the problem behavior. So somebody comes to me and they say, I don't want to be... I don't want, like, let's say somebody is doing spousal abuse. And I say, well, what's the intention of the spousal abuse? And they say, respect. And I say, good. Then I want you to listen closely to what I'm about to say. Anything less than treating your spouse in a nice way isn't respect, isn't it? Or let's say they come to me and they say, so I'm swapping, and I'll say this again. This is all I'm doing in my mind is I'm swapping the intention of the problem behavior with the opposite of the problem behavior. It's intention. It has everything to do with intention. So somebody comes to me and they say, part of me is keeping me from being successful. Let's say the guy that was smoking pot and playing Nintendo. Part of me is keeping me from being successful. I say, for what purpose? They say, well, because I want to relax. I want to have relaxation in my life. And I say, I want you to fully consider what I'm about to say to you. Anything less than getting out there and becoming massively successful isn't relaxation, isn't it? Now, that's going to fry their circuitry. And it's going to get them to begin to connect new things. And I don't have to put in the new connections that they make. I'll continue to allow the client to make the connections that they want to make. Because I could chunk down on that and say, well, real relaxation is living on the island and driving the kind of car you want to drive and having your bills paid and stuff like that. I could go in there and fill in the blanks, but I'd rather not. I want the client to make new connections of their own after I've said the language pattern. Because what it does is it fries the circuitry. So I'm swapping the intention of the behavior with the opposite of the behavior. Client comes to me and says, and I'm using a not pattern to put them in the void. And kind of, because what that does is it trances them out for a moment. And when you go into the void or when you go into that state of confusion, you look for anything to grasp onto. That's why confusion always precedes understanding. Once you go into that state of confusion, it's like, you got to grasp. You know, and they'll look for something to grasp onto. And if you put something out there in that space to grasp onto, they'll grab onto it and run. And then they'll make connections after they leave you. Like after they walk out the door and when they're back in their own room thinking about it, they'll continue to make those connections. Yeah. In a good way, isn't respect. I wouldn't use the word respect there because I'm going to, or I could, I suppose I could. Anything less than treating your wife with respect, isn't it? Isn't it? It's a not pattern that puts them into the void and causes, and that's what causes the confusion. And then they come out and they grasp onto something new, but by that time I've rewired them and I've got them thinking in new directions. And part of me doesn't. They say part of me doesn't. Part of me is keeping me from being successful. And I say, for what purpose? And they say, for relaxation, so I can relax, so I can enjoy myself. And I say, I want you to fully consider what I'm about to say. Anything less than going out there and taking the action to become massively successful isn't relaxation and isn't enjoying yourself, isn't it? Or let's say they say, they say, part of me, what's another parts conflict somebody could have? Well, let's do the cocaine guy. The guy that I did for cocaine therapy with the traditional parts integration. He says, part of me is keeping me from being successful by doing cocaine. I say, for what purpose? He says, so I can have a good time. Anything less than, what's the opposite of the behavior of doing the cocaine and keeping from being successful? Anything less than getting sober, for lack of a better word, anything than getting straight, sober, and going out there and being successful isn't having a good time, isn't it? No, I've got to describe the opposite of the behavior. Client says, part of me is sabotaging my relationship. I say, for what purpose? They say, so that I can be happy and feel good. I say, anything less than being fully committed in your relationship isn't being happy and isn't feeling good, isn't it? So I'm going to say, anything less than the opposite of the behavior isn't the intention, isn't it?
And the purpose is what?
To rewire the neurology. Yeah, because listen to this, Connie. You know what? There's some people that need their neurology rewired on things. Because some people think that, like I worked with a client one time that was in a relationship that wasn't good for them. And they thought that by not moving away from the relationship, they were getting closer. And that by moving away, they were sabotaging the relationship. And what they realized was that anything less than moving away from that relationship wasn't having the relationship that they wanted. That's right. And what they got was the very fact that they moved away was having the relationship what they wanted, which rewired them at the unconscious level. And they didn't even make the connection then when I was doing it. I was in a session. They didn't even make the connection immediately, but then they went out and they made the connection afterwards. So I get that. I mean, and that works Christ-contextually. So when I can use the pattern, I can rewire them at the unconscious level. And whether they make the connection now or they make it later is irrelevant. And so I'll use this all the time to shake up people's models of the world. It's a good thing to do. Yeah. Right. Kind of. You can kind of play with this in your own mind and you can see how it works. You know, somebody says, like I had somebody come to me for career. A woman comes into me for career. She says, well, part of me wants to get healthy and get in great shape and have a lot of energy, and part of me doesn't. I said, for what purpose does that part of you not want you to have a lot of, or want to go get in great shape? She said, because I think it'll take away from my family if I go do that. So then I said, I want you to fully consider what I'm about to say. Anything less than going out and getting in great shape isn't being connected with your family, isn't it? And being successful. Now, by the way, that doesn't necessarily have to make sense consciously. No. It doesn't have to make sense. What we're doing is we're rewiring them. It wouldn't make sense to you because it's not your problem. It was her problem. And when it was her problem, what she got was, wow, I do need to do that. Now, by the way, here's a little history on her. She had been, in her family history, she had a lot of, there was problems because her mother was upset with her about being overweight and this and this. There was a lot of weight issues inside the family. So I say anything less than going out and getting in good shape isn't getting closer to your family, isn't it? She can make her own connections about whether that's because she's going to be a good role model for her family, whether that's going to allow them to bring them closer, whether that's going to do away with the issues she had in the past. I don't care about those connections. I don't have to chunk down and get specific about that because she's going to make her own connections tonight, you know? So it was really bizarre. And then what happens is they go home that night and they dream about it. And then they start changing things. And then the client called me back up 2 days after the training and was still shocked about the change. Alrighty. Let's go. Have a good night. We'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Oh, tomorrow.